from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's see if our next guest agrees. We'll ask him that and everything else about the Braves. You hear him every single day with our buddy CJ Nitkowski. Brandon Gaudin with me ahead of tonight's action against Washington. Brandon, really appreciate the time on a Saturday.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. Looking down over Truist Park here from the booth and hoping the Braves can keep this thing rolling.
Well, last night's game was so interesting, right? Because it's sort of been a final representation of maybe the ball rolling our way a little bit, because you get that win on the uncharacteristic fashion, and now you're sitting there looking and say, okay, five games with the Phillies, five games back, four left to play. Anything can happen, Brandon.
Yeah, I think you're kind of tracking in both directions, right? So you're inching closer to the Phillies saying, wow, is that a possibility? But even if it's not, you're looking behind you at the Mets and trying to separate there. And now the Braves with a 2.5-game cushion over the Mets. So look, the bottom line is that through the month of September, there's going to be twists and turns. The Braves are probably going to have a stretch where they lose a few in a row and everybody panics. And they're probably going to have a stretch where they win five or six in a row and everybody thinks it's a World Series contender. I just hope that when the dust settles at the end of September after that Kansas City series, that whether it's as NL East champs or a wild card, the Braves are in the playoffs, because I do think with that pitching and how it lines up for Atlanta, they can beat anybody in any series.
Right now, who's your number four starter, Morton or Schwellenbach?
I think probably Schwellenbach. Now, Charlie Morton has had two really good starts the last two times out, and he'll pitch again tonight. If Charlie can regain his form, then I think you've got a decision to make. But if you're going purely off of the results over the last 2 months, my guess is they would lean Spencer Schwellenbach. But either way, I think you're in a good spot, and you can use one or both of those guys out of the bullpen if needed. But those top three guys, which is where the focus will be, that's as good as any top three in baseball. I don't care who you line up against, no matter who you see in the postseason. I like the Braves' chances simply because of those arms.
Talking with the voice of the Braves, Brandon Gaudin here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure you check out all the coverage on Bally's tonight against the Nats. All right, Brandon. Has Soler made one too many gaffes in the outfield for you to feel comfortable with him as your everyday right fielder, or is that just where he's going to be?
I think last night had more to do with his hamstring not being healthy. I think if that was 10 days ago, he gets to that ball and makes the catch. I think what happened last night was him thinking that his hamstring was ready, and then he starts to try to unload it 100%, and he realizes, oh, no, it's not there. He's not in the lineup tonight. Haven't heard the thoughts of Brian Snitker yet. I'm getting ready to go down there and try to get an update on it. But my suspicion is that him being out of the lineup tonight is due to that hamstring not being ready. And so if you use him in a pinch hit role, you're okay with that because you're hoping when he comes up there that he can do something where he doesn't need to do a lot of running in a ninth or tenth inning situation. But he bottom line is he needs to get that hamstring fully healthy before he is put out onto the field, and I think the Braves recognize that.
Is the best spot in the lineup for Michael Harris 9 or 1?
Right now I would go 1 until Soler is fully back and healthy. And if you get Soler back and fully healthy, I like some combination of Soler and Harris 1-2, and until you get Riley back. Now, we don't know if that's going to happen before the end of the season. If it does, it'll be right at the end of the season or sometime during the postseason. But taking into account that Riley is out, I like some combination of a healthy Soler and a Michael Harris hitting 1-2. The combination in the order maybe depends on whether you have a righty or lefty on the mound. But the bottom line is I think either one of those guys stacked at the top, that just gives you go from those two to Ozuna to Olsen. That's a pretty daunting top four for any pitcher to have to go against.
You just mentioned Snit, and I think it's so funny, Brandon, because he is the most stoic of managers I've ever seen in my entire life. But over the last couple of weeks, he hasn't cracked the door open fully, and I don't think there's a Brian Snicker tirade in there, but he has certainly showcased some frustration. Is that something you've been able to tell?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, there was a stretch a few weeks ago where the Braves were just really struggling and honestly making some uncharacteristic mistakes. Fielding errors, bad base running, and he had had enough. And I don't know that there was a moment in the clubhouse where he exploded or yelled at the guys. I don't have any intel like that. But what I do know is that he was visibly frustrated and that he was very short with reporters after some of those games, simply saying, yeah, we've got to be better. We're not playing very well right now. And I know that some fans wanted to see that. Look, if you want full-on fire and brimstone, that's not him. That's not who he's ever been. But he's a competitor. You can guarantee that. And he wants to win just as much as anybody in that clubhouse. And I think we started to see that competitor in him come out when the Braves were struggling a couple of weeks ago.
You've seen every swing of Matt Olson this season. What have you deduced to be the biggest thing or two, either from a mechanical or a mental perspective, that has prevented him from repeating what he did last year?
For whatever reason, the fastball, especially high fastballs, have given Matt trouble this year. And a few weeks ago, he caught up to a few of them, and he started to hit a couple of homers and line drives, and you thought that he was getting into a groove. I still hold out hope because ultimately you look at his entire body of work in Major League Baseball, last year being the pinnacle. It's a really good hitter. So I hold out hope that as the Braves go down the stretch here, he will continue to figure it out. One thing I would say to watch that we've talked a lot about on the broadcast, when you see him hitting fastballs to all parts of the field, not just pulling them, but sending them out to left center, to straightaway center, sometimes even down the left field line, when he is on that swing plane, is on where it's supposed to be, that's when he is going at his best. So if you see him start to lace a couple of balls to the gap in left center, hit a ball to straightaway center field that is well struck, especially if it's on a 95, 96 mile per hour fastball, that's a really good sign that Matt Olson's starting to get locked in.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Rossell Iglesias. Not only has he been historically dominant over the last couple of weeks, if not months, but he's now showcasing an upper 90s fastball, Brandon, that I had, quite frankly, haven't seen much from him.
It's unbelievable what he's done. That stretch that ended last night when he hit a batter, he had retired 38 in a row. For any pitcher, that is ridiculous. For a closer, it's even more ridiculous. And no Brave had ever set that many down in the modern era since 1961. It set that many batters down in a row. So he's kind of in uncharted waters right now. That fastball, yeah, I mean, the velocity is there. It's as good as it's been in his career. And let's just hope the Braves can keep riding that wave, because right now you get in a tight game late, and the Braves have been in a lot of them, and he comes in, you just kind of feel like, oh, okay, Rysel's got this. And that's a really good feeling when you have that lockdown closer.
When you have the bullpen that the Braves have, it's kind of been a little bit, well, not kind of, it has been up and down for a large majority of the season. Not so much the back end, but the guys that get the ball to those guys. Who do you think the team trusts most as the middle-inning relievers right now to set up Jimenez and Iglesias?
Well, I think Johnson, Pierce Johnson, is obviously a guy that they count on. Now, A.J. Minter, that's a big loss and one that will probably be talked about more as we go along in September. But A.J. Minter was one of those guys. You kind of had A.J., Pierce Johnson, Joe Jimenez is your top three to try to bridge that gap to Raisel Iglesias. Now, look, here's the other thing that we need to consider. If the Braves can stay on this five-man rotation right now that they've gone to over the last week, which they plan to do, by the way, then that frees up Grant Holmes to go into the bullpen. And you can use Grant in a number of different ways. You can use him as a long reliever, yes, but if you've taxed Pierce Johnson and Joe Jimenez two games in a row and they're down, you can turn to Grant Holmes in a high-leverage situation. So Brian Snicker feels very comfortable with him. So I think he's kind of a guy that can be an X factor here over the last month of the regular season.
Before I let you go, Brandon, I know you are locked into the football world as well. We got a big win here at home today. What did you make of what Georgia Tech had to say to Florida State?
Pretty impressive, and I'll tell you what maybe I was most impressed with is how Nick Saban was praising the Jackets. Now, look, I know he's got the tie-in with Coach Key and everything, and they've worked together, so he's a little biased, but hearing a guy like Nick Saban be so bullish on what he saw after watching Georgia Tech's practices, I think that should get Jacket fans pretty excited. Obviously, the win today gets you ultra excited, but when Nick Saban kind of endorses what's going on there on the flats, that's a pretty big endorsement.
All right, Brandon, appreciate the time as always. Have a great call. We'll be listening and watching as always.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.